Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hey, LeMayo, it's Garbled Twistery, and we are back like nobody's business. So yeah, it's time to get started with those oh-so-exciting in-between election episodes, because we all need a break from the political hubbub every now and then. In this episode, we're going to talk about a lady. I don't even need to say anything else. We're talking about a lady. Oh my goodness, about time. I mean, there was the whole Weiland thing, but she was a fictional lady. This lady is real, and she got a freaking patent as a lady in 1809. What even? So, yeah, you could bet your bottom we're putting this under the microscope on the high setting, because this is a rare Pokemon situation. So what was this Jezebel's name? Why, her name was Mary Dixon Kies, and she was the first lady to ever get a freaking patent. Wait. No, she wasn't. There's another lady who already got a patent back in 1793. What's her name? Hannah Slater. Yeah, let's talk about her. She eats Quaker oats. Okay. So Hannah lived in tiny little Rhode Island, and her parents had the coolest freaking names. I'm dead serious. Her mom was Lydia, which is normal, but like cool normal. Like, I'm sick and tired of stinking Marys, okay? Oh, and her dad's name? Prepare your ears. This is one for the history books. Her dad's name is Oziel. I know, right? Put that man in an anime with that name? Huh, nobody's gonna mess with him. So she had two sissies and five bissies. Her dad with the cool name was obviously a successful anime businessman, because you can't not be a successful anime businessman with a name like that. Oh, and his partner in business was some bro they called Mossy Brown, and he was straight up business partners with literally 1800s Mark Zuckerberg, who was bumming around in our girl Hannah's house. And well, Hannah liked this Sammy guy, but her parents didn't want her to marry him because he doesn't eat Quaker oats like they do. But eventually they let her marry the dude, because Quakers are super legit like that. And it was literally a year after they got married when her husband set up this whole mill where he built machines just like he saw in England, and he was Zuckerberging it all up and making that moolah. You can still visit his mill to this day if you want to. Like, yeah, Hannah's husband jump-started this whole industrial revolution in the United States of America, but whatever, forget about him. What about Hannah, Well, one day, her husband, you know, 1800s Mark Zuckerberg, shows up in the house with some of the coolest yarn she ever did see, and he was gonna turn it into cloth. But Hannah snatched that yarn and made it into thread. Like, super ridiculously strong thread. And it was in that year, in 1793, that Hannah walked straight up to the U.S. Patent Office and got a patent for a new method of making thread from cotton. Yup, the patent was in the name of Mrs. Samuel Slater. Wait! Samuel? That's her hubby's name! What? How come they're doing her dirty like that? She's a community member. She's gonna be the treasurer of the Female Beneficent Society. Mrs. Samuel Slater? Nuh-uh. That one doesn't count. We're going right back to 1809, and we're talking about Mary Dixon and her patent. Mrs. Samuel Slater. So, Mary Dixie Kong's dad was an Irish potato farmer named John. Some lady named Janet was her mum, and it was the third time's the charm situation when it comes to her dad marrying this Janet lady. Yeah, they had their wedding in Connecticut, so yeah, that's where Mary Dixie Kong was born and where she grew up. She married some dude named Isaac Pikachu, and they had a kid named Isaac Pichu. And then when she got all old and stuff, she lived with her second kid, Isaac Raichu, until she died. But enough about that. When did she get the patent? Hold your horses. I'm getting there, okay? So, as you know, the tea sippers and the baguettes are having one of those crazy arguments you see on reality TV shows, but with guns. And as you know, Prezzy Wezzy Tommy Pickles is sick and tired of all these U.S. boats getting jacked over it, so he tells everybody to stop trading with the tea sippers and the baguettes. Well, we have a big fat problem here. Who's gonna make all of the incredibly pretentious hats now, Mary Dixie Kong. Now, Mary wasn't the first person to build a hat-making empire. Back in 98, some lady named Betsy Internet Cafe invented a completely new way to braid straw, and she hired a whole Girl Scout troop to make straw hats and was making bank. Like, this became a whole industry for all the girls and moms who were stuck at home because all the materials were already there. And you know, our homegirl Betsy could have showed up at the patent office to try and get her fair share piece of the pie, but she didn't. Why? Well, ladies can't even own land or property or whatever, so honestly, who can blame Betsy for thinking it wasn't freaking worth the trouble? But you know who thought it was worth the trouble? Mary Dixie Kong. So Mary shows up at the patent office with that swagger and stuff, and she shows off Betsy's invention and is all like, "Hey, yo, give me a patent." And President Billy Madison is sitting there watching this lady weave straw, and he's not all that impressed. But when it was time to make the decision, his wife kicked him in the shins multiple times. Quote, "Give this woman the patent," unquote. I mean, hopefully it didn't actually happen that way, because come on, it was a genuinely impressive hat-making invention that deserves all the patenting it got. Like, the first lady, Carol Channing, was so impressed that she literally sent fan mail to Mary Dixie Kong about the invention. Fan mail! Oh, and the invention literally saved New England's whole economy. It made bonnets super affordable, okay? Mary saved the economy, like, right after the men in government destroyed it over some petty European war that the U.S. wasn't even a part of. Looks like this is just a case of women saving the day after another group of men made a silly decision. Oh, I bet you're wondering how much moolah Mary made from this patent, Yeah, she died broke. I mean, what can I say? Fashion is constantly changing as an industry. What can I say? It was too late for her to even make a profit off the invention. If only Betsy went to the patent office when she was around and everybody wasn't so sexist, maybe some good money could have been made. But anyways, later on, the patent office would get set on fire and Mary's patent would get all burnt up and stuff. But at least she's a Hall of Famer. Yep, Mary Dixie is in the National Inventors Hall of Fame. Even though she didn't invent anything, she just showed up for the patent, and Betsy really deserves to be there. You bigots. But whatever. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, summer school at the YMCA, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon, so if you go to patreon.com, find Garbled Twistery, and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content. I know! Exciting! There are more details about how this will work on the Patreon page, but wait, there's more! If you become a patron of $5 or more, you'll get full access to the entire Patreon-exclusive season titled Garbled Twistery, A Second Look. These episodes will primarily be remakes of my earlier, sloppier episodes, along with many entirely new episodes to tag along, and the suggestion box is open. So if you want a personalized gourmet episode just for you, go to Patreon. Anyways, next time, it's a true crime story. People are stealing horses. What are we gonna do about it? Stay tuned to find out.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
Oziel.